Quranic verses in perspective. The program is prepared by Dr. Mortal Yusuf Azzedine and presented by Shahar Rashid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The 44th verse of Surah Al-Isra draws a unique, fantastic scene whereby everything below the throne of Allah direct themselves to Him in praise. The seven heavens and the earth and all that is therein praise Him, and there is not a thing but sings His praise. But you understand not their praise. Lo, He is ever clement, forgiving. The verse is full of life. Every atom of every molecule in the whole universe pulsates with praise and supplication to the great Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every soul moves with His praise, and in the scene described, the entire universe is moving alive in action. The whole universe utters one hymn, soft and gentle, raised to the Creator, Allah. This scene is unique when we imagine that every stone and every piece of gravel, every seed and every flower, every plant and every tree, every insect and every bird, every living being and every inanimate object sing the praise of Allah. Our emotions shake when we feel life moving in all our surroundings, whether or not we see it. Whenever we try to touch something or walk on something, we realize that it is praising Allah, full of life. Everything praises Allah in its own language, in its own way. We do not understand their praises because we were deprived of the ability to understand due to our lowly nature, created from the mud of the earth. We are not listening with our hearts, nor directing them to the invisible secrets of this existence, nor to the laws which direct large and small in this universe. The soul needs to be purified, and then it may be able to hear everything pulsate with praise for the Creator. The purification of the soul enables man to realize the secrets of this universe in a way which those who sleep or who are blinded by their mundane lives can never appreciate. It is interesting that the conclusion of the verse is with the words, "He is ever clement, forgiving." Why should this be mentioned when the verse is concerned with the praise of Allah? These words are included because human beings are so slow in appreciating the praises made by the universe to Allah. Man denies Allah, and some venture to proclaim belief in other deities. Were Allah not clement or forgiving, they would have been severely punished. Allah provides another opportunity, warning them, reminding them. The chieftains and leaders of the Quraysh would listen to the Quran, but preserve and try their best not to be influenced by it. Allah therefore caused their hearts to be enclosed in an invisible envelope. This process is described in verses 45 and 46 of Surah Al-Isra. And when you recite the Quran, we place between you and those who believe not in the hereafter a hidden barrier. And we place upon their hearts veils, lest they should understand it, and in their ears a deafness. And when you make mention of your Lord alone in the Quran, they turn their back in aversion. Muhammad bin Muslim al-Zahri reported that Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, and Akhnas bin Sharnaq left their homes one evening to listen to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, praying in his house. Each of them went alone, not knowing that the others had gone. Each listened until the morning before returning to their homes. On the way back, they met, and each blamed the other for having gone, and agreed that they should not go again, because if the rest of the tribe saw them, especially their leaders, then they may be influenced into becoming Muslims. The next night, each man came again to listen to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, until dawn, meeting on the road home. Again, each blamed the others, and again they promised not to come again. The whole series of events was repeated for a third time. One of them said that they should pledge to never return to listen to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This they did before going their separate ways. In the morning, Akhnas ibn Shuraq took his stick and went to Abu Sufyan's house. Akhnas asked him what he had heard about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Abu Sufyan replied that he had heard things from him of which he understood both the words and the meaning, but that he had also heard things of which he understood neither the words nor the meaning. Akhnas said, "By Allah, I am just the same as you." He went then to Abu Jahl in his home and asked what he had heard from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Abu Jahl replied, "What have I heard? When we had an argument with the tribe of Muhammad Abdul Manaf, which was the direct family of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we were quarrelling about the honour due to the tribe. They fought, we fought with them in competition. They donated, we donated in competition. This continued until we faced one another on our knees. We were just like race horses running neck and neck. Then they said, 'They have a prophet who receives revelation from heaven.' How do you expect us to respond to such claim? We cannot compete in that. By Allah, we shall not believe in him nor accept him." Akhnas left and went away. This incident describes very specifically how their instincts to believe were repressed by their mundane lives, and this is why Allah punished them by veiling their hearts, making them unable to appreciate the Quran. And that brings us to the end of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.